Idaho spring weather means it's time for yard projects. But after a series of wildlife deaths this winter, there's one plant some people hope to ban. Frankie Barnhill has the story.
Toward the end of Table Rock Road in Boise, Bob DeGrazia points to a ridge a few hundred yards away.
It was on January 5th I walked up here, and I could see birds and coyotes over here, on like coyotes on one carcass, 6 to 8.
DeGrazia is a hunter and often comes to this spot just to watch elk on the ridge grazing in the winter. That January day, he could see dead elk on the ground in the distance. At first, he thought poachers were to blame. He called Idaho Fish and Game, and a conservation officer came up right away.
He called me when he got right up here, and he says, they're all poisoned with Japanese yew.
Japanese yew is one variety of this common landscaping plant. The dwarf variety gets about 3 feet tall, while regular-sized breeds can grow quite large. Idaho Fish and Game estimates that at least 75 elk and pronghorn have died from eating toxic yew across the state this year, along with an unknown number of deer. That's where Angela Rossman comes in. Rossman is part of the Idaho chapter of the Great Old Broads for Wilderness, a national organization that advocates for environmental issues, like protecting elk and other wildlife.
The winter, I think, reminded us of how vulnerable they really are, especially in the wild and urban interface.
Rossman has made it her mission to ban non-native yew. One of the first things she did was call big box stores in the Treasure Valley to ask them to remove the evergreen. Costco reacted quickly.
When I called headquarters, in 17 minutes they had it off the floor. That's pretty impressive.
She understands why it's a popular plant. It grows well in the shade and requires little maintenance. Insects stay away from it, another bonus. But it's toxic if ingested and kills big game animals from a heart attack within just a couple of hours. Rossman wants to see garden centers replace the yew with non-toxic alternatives.
There are no growers here in Idaho, so we're not taking bread and butter or the bottom line from anyone.
After an attempt to get a law passed in the state legislature this spring, Rossman asked the State Department of Agriculture to add the evergreen to the noxious weed list.
Any weed that has the potential to cause harm to the environment or public health or property.
That's Deputy Ag Director Brian Oakey in his office summarizing the state law on noxious weeds. Oakey says the policy could be amended through the negotiated rulemaking process.
Citizens can petition an agency to change a rule or change a process or a procedure that we follow.
But to Ann Bates, the plant does not belong on the noxious weed list at all.
This is not a plant that truly fits into that description.
Bates represents growers, distributors, and retailers with the Idaho Nursery and Landscaping Association. She says the real culprit is not the yew, but rather the exceptionally snowy winter Idaho experienced. The snow forced animals down into urban areas where they don't typically forage. They ate any plants they could find, including the poisonous evergreen. Bates says one difficult season for wildlife is not a good reason to ban the plant statewide.
So what we'd like to see is a lot more education for the public, for us, education for our members, so that they understand that the plant is toxic.
Bates says better information for landscapers and clear labels on the plants will help people understand the risks. She says for most people who live in urban areas, they'll never run into the problem of wildlife eating from their yard. But there is a place where people and wildlife constantly interact in Idaho. John Senarusa is the noxious weed superintendent in Blaine County. After elk died from yew poisoning 2 winters ago, county commissioners passed a local law forcing homeowners to remove the plant.
We treat it like any other noxious weed. I mean, it's their responsibility. It's really not ours. But we do have to have a little bit of authority behind us as far as the law.
Senarusa sees education and the law as two sides of the same coin. He says once homeowners understood the problem, they've been eager to get rid of the plant. On the backside of Table Rock in Boise, Angela Rossman walks down a windswept trail next to Idaho Fish and Game's wildlife management area, about a mile from where the first dead elk were found.
The view to me is just intoxicating. What's really wonderful is that it's recovering so well from the fire.
charred sagebrush stand next to greening grass where the Table Rock fire burned through last year.
Well, I hope there'll be a lot of people at the table because the idea of negotiated rulemaking is to provide an open forum for all stakeholders.
Rossman knows getting the U banned through negotiated rulemaking with the state won't be easy, but this is the path she's taking. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.
The first negotiated rulemaking meeting is Tuesday at 1:30. The meeting is open to the public at the Department of Agriculture in Boise. Visit BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for additional reporting on this topic, including alternatives to the non-native U plant.